This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind in another hour.
Stars and stripes.
And we love Aaron Tippin.
And
we agree this is the greatest country on the face of the earth. Will it remain the greatest country on the face of the earth, given what is happening, the invasion at our southern border? That's the question today for our guest, Tom Holman, former acting director of the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement during the Trump administration. He served Presidents Reagan all the way through Trump and has been a beacon of good common sense policy, but is not being heard by the Biden administration, unfortunately. Tom Holman, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Doing good.
I literally channel Tom Holman every day. I do. I've become a parrot of you, Tom. Just say what he said.
Well, he has been speaking the truth for a while and unfortunately not being heard. Give us an update about the current situation at the border. How bad is it, Tom?
Well, it's getting bad. First of all, I want to correct you real quick. You said the Biden administration wasn't hearing me. They're hearing me. I've been suing the hell out of them. Working with the state of Texas, Arizona, and Florida. I've written more affidavits suing this president than I did in my whole career, and we're 5-0. And we're going to keep it up. I never thought I'd serve 6 presidents and actually retire and have to sue one for not doing his job and doing what he did to this border. So they're hearing me. They don't like me, but they're hearing me. What's happening on the border, look, it's again, historical numbers. Last year, we went from the most secure border of my lifetime. I actually was with the president last night down here in Florida. And we were talking about how we went from the most secure border in my lifetime to an historic immigration crisis within 6 months of Joe Biden become president. And historic. I mean, we never seen numbers like we saw last year ever in the history of this nation. And to go to that from the most secure border I've ever seen, it's not by accident. It's not mismanagement, not incompetence. This is by design. And even with those numbers last year, historic numbers, even if they keep Title 42 in, we're going to beat last year's numbers. We've already arrested over a million encounters on the southern border at a six-month period, which means they're going to top over 2 million. Last year was 1.7. So they're going to blow away last year's numbers, even if they kept Title 42. But with going away with Title 42, I mean, God help us. Border Patrol is already so overwhelmed with the current population. Even with Title 42, they're so overrun that last month, documents that were leaked showed that 67,000 gotaways in 1 month. 67,000 people entered our southern border last month that weren't arrested. They weren't found. They made it into the United States. That's based on camera traffic, drone traffic, and sensor traffic that's recorded. 67,000 people. You know, in a world where 67,000 people can enter a country unaccounted for, we don't know who they are. There's no biographical information, no photograph, no fingerprints, no nothing. Who are these people? And you consider people from 157 countries were arrested last month by the Border Patrol. If you think none of these 67,000 come from the country that hosts terrorism, then you're an idiot. Because many countries that host terrorism made it across that border. So this is not just a humanitarian crisis, an immigration crisis, a public safety crisis, a public health crisis. This is a national security crisis at the highest proportions. And this administration has caused this. This country's in trouble. We've lost. I've talked to three chief patrol agents that are on the southern border. They all agree. We have lost. The United States of America has lost operational control of our southern border. We no longer control it. We can't contain it. We can't control what's coming across, especially when the 67,000 get away. The criminal cartels of Mexico control our southern border, and Joe Biden handed it to them.
So explain what that means when you say we've lost operational control. What is the consequence of that? What does that mean?
The biggest consequence is unparalleled amount of drugs and people come across the border. We've never in the history of this nation had 67,000 gotaways in 1 month. You extrapolate over a year, that's over 800,000 people that entered our southern border. Then we know who the hell they are. And then, you know, after 9/11, you know, I was in D.C. We put a lot of database and a lot of processes in place. You can't get a visa to get to the United States. You can't get a plane ticket to get to the United States without going through a myriad of different databases. You're run through so many different databases, including DOD intel databases. If there's any derogatory information on you, a relative, a friend, you're not getting a visa. And you're not getting a plane ticket. However, at the same time, we close this big, giant opening, national security opening of people get this country to do us harm, we ignore the southern border. Can you imagine if 67,000 people got on an airplane, come to this country, and we didn't check who they were? It's the same damn thing, except these people come across the southwest border. And what scares me, if you're someone in this world, like the thousands of terrorists that were released from the Afghanistan and prisons, if you're someone in this world who wants to, you know, come here and do us harm, are you going to try to get a plane ticket and a visa where you know you're going to go through all these background checks and they're going to look for derogatory information? Or you do the same way 67,000 did last month, just walk across the border because Border Patrol is so overwhelmed that 50% of them are off the line processing family groups. There's one period last month where they had this big group come across in Del Rio. They pulled every agent and tried to process as quickly as possible because it became so overcrowded in the facility that there's 224 miles of border that was unguarded for days. 224 miles of border, not a single Border Patrol agent. If the American people don't see a problem in that, then we're in trouble.
Tom, do you think, speaking about the gotaways, the bad element that's coming in, it's probably a question of not if but when we deal with another major attack of some sort. Got to be something cooking there.
You know, I was asked last night, I gave a speech here, Mar-a-Lago, and do we know how many terrorists enter the country? And it scares me to hell to say, no, we don't. But again, we just take last month or 67,000 that got in without, you know, being arrested or found. 157 countries, many of them support terrorism. If you think not a single known-strike terrorist came across that border, then you're just ignorant. You're not looking at the facts. You're not looking at the odds. I mean, but, you know, and on top of that, you got, 116,000 overdose deaths now. DEA's put out a warning. We're going to see more overdose deaths. We're going to see an overdose pandemic this year like we've never seen before because there's so much fentanyl coming across that border. And again, because half the border is not on the line. The criminal cartels take advantage of when half the border's guarded, that's when they're going to move the bad guys in. That's when they're going to move the drugs in. So, you know, everybody says, well, President Trump's policies are inhumane. It's a bunch of garbage, right? Because you can't tell me President Biden's policies are more humane when they keep saying, well, Holman, you're involved in administration that, you know, separate 2,500 families. Well, Joe Biden separated over 100,000 families. The difference is they bury their children. And the second thing is, and they say, well, but his policies are still more humane. Really? Well, because more migrants died in the first year of Joe Biden than any year I can remember. More migrants died last year trying to, on U.S. soil, either drowning in a river or dying in the desert or being abandoned or killed by the cartels. One county alone had over 121 fines, and one county alone, 121 dead migrants. They're just short of 700 dead migrants last year found on U.S. soil. And his policies are more humane. When you open the border up like he's done, The most vulnerable people in the world are going to put themselves in the hands of criminal cartels and make the risk to come to the greatest country on earth. And so, you know, a secure border saves lives. So when President Trump had illegal immigration down 83%, when he had that at 35 to 40 year low, depending on what time frame you looked at, how many women weren't being sexually assaulted by the cartels? How many children didn't die? How many migrants didn't die? How many pounds of fentanyl didn't make in the country to kill Americans? How many terrorists didn't make in the country to kill Americans? There certainly wasn't any 67,000 gotaways under President Trump. So this administration has created a huge public safety and national security crisis on this border. And what have they done about it? Not a damn thing. They haven't done one thing to slow the flow. Matter of fact, they're talking about, okay, how are we going to handle this stuff in Title 42? We're going to send more resources down there so we can process and release quicker. So their whole focus is on process and releasing quicker. No consequence, no deterrent. When you process and release quicker, more is going to come.
All right, short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about if Title 42 is lifted. What that will mean, because you're already talking about a loss of operational control at the border, and lifting Title 42 will make it worse. More with Tom Homan after a short break on What's on Your Mind. The real story at the border, that's what we're telling.
MetroServe USA says, come on in, have a cup of coffee with us, or a cappuccino, or a phone pop, any size, 49 cents. MetroServe USA. Big bag of the old Trapper beef jerky, $12.99. Salted nut rolls, 3 for $2. Liquid ice energy drinks, 16-ounce size, 2 for $3.50. And a big 28-pack of water is just $3.99. Don't forget those tie-dye hoodies, too. Buy one, get one free. MetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow, who make the best pillow money can buy. The best sheets, the Giza Dream Sheets. Now 60% off, by the way. The best towels. Towels not from big box stores. They look pretty. Towels that actually work and dry you off. 60% off right now. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Get you all these great deals. Or call 800-506-9028. Back with Tom Homan, who is Donald Trump's ICE director, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. So let's talk about the what-ifs of Title 42. You've described the current situation. If Title 42 is lifted, first of all, explain what Title 42 is, Tom, for folks that don't know.
Title 42 is a CDC ruling. It's something that's in place to, during a national crisis like a pandemic, where you can control incoming immigration to protect the health and safety of the country. So they actually came up in conversation with me and President Trump when we talked about what more we could do to secure the border, and we're right in the middle of the pandemic. And I'm actually one that said, you know, CDC has certain regulations we ought to look at. And discussion started, and a few weeks later, the CDC thought it was a good idea because the numbers at the time, deaths were just skyrocketing. So it made sense. And it was a game changer. It was a game changer, just like Remain in Mexico was a game changer, right? So the secretary the other day was telling a bunch of congressmen up on Hill, well, I can't control the CDC. They don't work for me, and they decide to end the CDC rule. I can't control that. But you know what he can control? He can put the Remain in Mexico program back in full bore like we did in the Trump administration. We had to sue him to put it back in place, and they're slow rolling it. To the tune of last month, they had over 170,000 encounters. How many people they removed from Remain in Mexico? 56. 56. We removed 56 a second, President Trump. And so it's. I said they need to get him back in the federal court and have the secretary file a contempt of court because he's failing to follow the rules established by the federal court. They made a decision. You will re-implement, and they're dragging their feet on it. So the secretary certainly has the ability, if he's really concerned about the safety and security of this nation, and he can't control the CDC, he can certainly put the Remain in Mexico program back in full force like we did in the Trump administration.
Yeah, but they...
Everybody sits back.
Let's call it what it is. They don't want any control at the border. They want this chaos. And this is a national security crisis. They're hoping, I guess, that all the other disasters look the other way. And look, here's what's coming in. Illicit fentanyl is now the number one cause of death among Americans between the ages of 18 and 45. So in addition to the gotaways who have an incentive, if you're illegally crossing at the border, your incentive is to turn yourself in, get your voucher pack, get your free ticket going anywhere. That's the incentive amongst the people that come across to say, look, here I am. Now give me the goodies. Give me the welcome wagon packet. If you're a gotaway, you're not worried about the voucher pack. You're here to do what? Traffic illicit fentanyl, which is this killer. Traffic, humans to make the big bucks, right, Tom? I mean these gotaways are here to do harm to the United States of America, correct?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. See, now there's when you get down our southern border. First of all, you can't cross by yourself without paying the cartels. You're not going to cross by yourself; they'll kill you. But when you meet with the trafficking organizations and the cartels, they'll come right up. You want to turn yourself in, you want to get away. Now, and you're exactly right what you said. Many turn themselves in. What concerns is the one that don't want to turn themselves in. Why not? Because they're not stupid. They know there's biographical. When you turn yourself in, there's going to be, there's going to be a five print roll. There's going to be, some biographical information taken. So that many have something to hide. And if they have a serious criminal history, they may be detained. Not all of them, not in this administration, but they may be. They know the chances are less. So, look, people that get away, they get away for a reason. And, what concerns me is Border Patrol arrested 16 people last year on the FBI screening database, actually arrested across the border. Okay, so apparently they're morons because no inspector terrorists don't want to get called. But they got called. So if they caught 16, how many didn't they catch? So there was over 600,000 gotaways first year in a bite, 600,000. Now we're on a glide path to hit over 800,000 this year. So how many got by? That's what scares. That's what actually keeps me up. And I wake up sometime in the middle of the night thinking about the national security crisis this has caused. And, God help us. And this White House to this day isn't doing anything. They'll tell you, you got no evidence that terrorism, terrorists cross the border. Well, I do know people have crossed the border from Syria. I know they come from Turkey. I know they come from Iraq. I know they come from Iran. I know they come from China. And, you know, a lot of these countries that, you know, support terrorism with terrorism activities. So for you to tell me that 1.9 million can enter the country, we have over 600,000 gotaways, but not a single one of them came here to do this country harm, then you're ignorant. You got your head in the sand. But you call it exactly right. This is what they want, an open border. Truly in their hearts, they're thinking, oh, first of all, they overturn the Trump census rules, and they'll be counted in the next census, which equals what? Equals more House in the seat, more seats in the House with Democrats. It's about perpetual political power. They also think they'll give amnesty, they'll be able to vote someday. This is about them creating the, you know, their own voter base and substantially transforming what this nation is. And it's hard to think that way, but there is no other reason you would want to open the border up to these types of dangers. There's no downside in a secure border. There's no downside in saving lives. There's no downside in protecting this country's national security. The only reason they're doing this is for future political power, because they actually think they're importing future Democratic voters.
So you were Donald Trump last night. What does he think should be done now, today? What can be done? I mean, obviously, we're all focused on November and hopefully a change in Congress so you have more oversight and more ability to do some of this. But between now and November, do the math. I mean, so is this sound the alarm, get to court? What do you do? What does he want done?
Well, I'm hoping the state, I'm hoping that one thing was just recently brought up is, in Texas, I was part of that. The communication is that we need to start looking at the Constitution Invasion Clause, and there's sections in the Constitution talking about how states can take over responsibilities when the federal government has abdicated the responsibility to protect America during the invasion. So states can actually do more. So I know Governor Abbott and his staff are looking at this now. I know Arizona, the Attorney General in Arizona, Brnovich, just made a legal analysis that this is indeed a legal invasion, and you can apply the constitutional clause to invasion. So I think the next step is for states to take action in their own hands. And again, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a constitutional scholar of any kind, but I'm willing to do anything legally right now to save this country, because it is a national security issue to huge proportions. In the meantime, we'll keep suing. And, you know, and when it, look, I told the president last night, he comes back, I come back. And but then, you know, we got a lot of fixing to do and a lot of damage to control. And like I said, some of these people that came in this country are in hiding now. You know, we'll never know who they are or where they're at. And you know, God help us on that. I have no answer for you on that.
Tom Holman, thanks for sounding the alarm. At least we can do that. At least we can awaken to people what's going on and hope that we can take this on, you know, brick by brick, because this is literally something that's got to be done immediately. Like you talk about the attorney generals of the states, you know, take control, stop the invasion. Appreciate your fight and sounding the alarm and letting us know what's happening firsthand. Tom Holman, thank you.
All right, thank you. You have a good day.
Man, alive. Can you believe it? Jim the Flagpole Guy when we come back.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New York Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul made the announcement Wednesday.
Breaking news. There are reports that the suspect has been arrested.
62-year-old Frank James, wanted in connection to the Brooklyn subway shooting, was arrested in Manhattan's East Village after turning himself in through Crime Stoppers. Officials did not comment on the motive behind the shootings, saying that an investigation into the matter is still ongoing. Commercial truckers bringing in produce and other goods from Mexico are protesting a new rule by Texas Governor Greg Abbott requiring additional inspection, resulting in extremely long wait times and the shutdown of at least one border crossing. Governor Abbott has been complaining the federal government is not doing enough to stop the surge of illegal immigration into his state. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's on your mind? The new Village Co-op is coming to Fargo for active adults over 62 years of age. These are beautiful homes with spacious kitchens, private balconies, lots of amenities. It's maintenance-free living all on one level. Wait for it. What does that mean? No shoveling.
No stairs.
No shoveling.
No maintenance.
You'll never have to replace another roof.
No mowing.
Window. Appliance. And yet you're still enjoying the benefits of home ownership. You own the home, but the headaches are for someone else. Yeah, tell me more. Sit in on one of their monthly seminars to find out more. Call Kerry today at Village Cooperative in Fargo, 701-997-2900. I imagine today some folks are looking outside of the snow and saying, yeah, thank you. I want to own the home, but I don't want the headaches.
And just so Kevin knows, we solved the mowing thing in a much less desirable way, so I like Kevin's idea of this way of no mowing.
There you go.
Ain't gonna be mowing here in quite some time.
701-997-2900 is the number. 997-2900 or online at villagecooperative.com.
You'll be mowing there in 2 weeks.
All right.
Good luck with that one.
How hard is it to hear what Tom Holman just heard us? Just told
oh,
us.
Man.
Texter says, how terrible when the worst threat to our country is the guy leading it.
Well, isn't that the truth?
Should give Tom Holman his own daily show, says another.
I love that guy.
I do, too, but it's hard
I
to
love
hear.
That guy.
It's hard to, it's very...
The truth sometimes is, right? Well, and we mentioned earlier in the show, in Clay County, right across the Red River in Minnesota, they had a drug bust yesterday. 2 pounds of meth. They confiscated what they believe are 222 fentanyl pills, which is clearly enough to kill at least 222 people.
By the way, let me repeat. Illicit fentanyl, now the number one cause of death among Americans between the ages of 18 and 45.
But these people will just be arrested. They'll probably make bail, or if they even have bail, or in Minnesota. You know, who knows?
This is a massive threat. Massive threat to America.
Being completely
again,
ignored.
It's an invasion,
yep.
A national security problem at our border that's bringing in the fentanyl. I guarantee you that's where the fentanyl you found on 94 came from.
Absolutely. And what if there's some nefarious plans in place to do something more than just, you know, press those into some fake pills?
Did you hear what he talked about when he said 224 miles of border?
Wide open.
Wide open, unguarded, so you don't even know.
No.
Who's coming there?
No. Nope.
And assets from the northern border have been sent to the southern border, so you have a lot of drug traffic from the northern border that is coming in as well. That's where a lot of drugs come in as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And last week, the Journal of the American Medical Association released a study showing that fatal drug overdoses among adolescents has doubled in just 1 year. Doubled. Life expectancy in the U.S. is going down. It's on the decline. The decline just since 2020, the largest since World War II. We have a mental health crisis with young people experiencing skyrocketing rates of anxiety, depression, an alarming spike in suicides. Three different children's health groups now have declared a national emergency because of that, the spike in suicides. You can't make it up.
And we're not.
And by the way, at least people are figuring out who's responsible. Joe Biden's approval rating now is at the lowest point. It's been 33%. That's a new number today.
He doesn't care. He doesn't even know.
Unbelievable.
I guarantee you, he has no idea where he's at.
This is why we pray, folks. This is why we pray. It's only Thursday. It is tomorrow, Good Friday. Not so good.
And when I just put a little search in on this fentanyl, 1 kilogram of fentanyl has the potential to kill 500,000 people. 1 kilogram, which is about the size of a notebook, I suppose, or whatever you see them in the movies. Think of tons of that material in this country already. Tons.
Update on some travel conditions today. No travel advised. Now in Pierce, Benson, Cavalier, Eddy, Foster, Nelson, Ramsey, Roulette, Towner, Burke, Dickey, Divide, Lemoore, McKenzie, Montreal, and Williams. Highway 2 is open, Devil's Lake to Rugby. It is closed, Williston to Rugby, until further notice. Blowing snow. So, Highway 2, while it's open, Devil's Lake to Rugby, they tell us motorists are encouraged to use extreme caution while traveling. Parking for large commercial vehicles in Rugby is limited, so commercial vehicle drivers are encouraged to plan accordingly. Check the road maps before you go. It's a mess. Two other pieces of news. Minnesota State Senator Kent Ekin announced today he will not seek re-election. Might we have the possibility of a Republican there? That'd be nice. Job Service North Dakota reported that labor statistics released today show North Dakota's March not seasonally adjusted unemployment rate 3.3%. Unemployment rate increased just 0.2% between February and March. So, there you go. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here to make it all better. Jim, we put this on your shoulders. You're at least reminding us we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, despite all of this.
We do. We do, Scott. And, well, let's look at what made this country so great. It came through sacrifice and the sacrifice of our forefathers. You know, I was reading this morning, Scott, regarding my history of my forefathers, and I talked about Tomas Swart, the Wout, who came in 1652, you know, he came from Holland, and he was a importer of tobacco from the New Netherlands. And, you know, tobacco, when they cut the trees down, tobacco grew wild. So they started figuring out where they can harvest it and smoke it or whatever, right? So three brothers, the Swart Wouts, imported through the West India Company, tobacco. And then all of a sudden, through time, there were some issues dealing with war and things going on in Europe that they came to the New Amsterdam, which is New York. They settled on Long Island. Well, the appointed representative gave them a piece of property there, and then it turns out they put them on Indian property. And the Indians were like, hey, you know, yeah, okay, we want to, some, you know, you pay for this in some forth fashion. Well, it turns out that the West India Corporation reneged, right? So Tomas Walt, he went to them. He was honorary elected as the very first delegate for that colony. Okay? Now, this is groundbreaking Americana stuff, right? And he stood up to the West India Company and said, you're going to pay these people. Okay. And then you fast forward, you know, here we are in 1777, and the book is called The Crisis, Crisis Number 4, dated September 12th. The quote is from Thomas Paine. You have too much at stake to hesitate. You ought not to think an hour upon the matter, but to spring to action at once. Not our time, now our time, that's now, now our time and turn is come. And perhaps the finishing stroke is reserved for us. When we look back on the dangers we have been saved from and reflect on the success we have been blessed with, it would be sinful either to be idle or to despair. So we either need to be, we either not be idle or despair. You know, our Constitution is we the people. We're always looking for somebody else to fix the things. 9 out of 10 of my customers are ready to install a flagpole. They're ready to do whatever it takes. I'm not calling for civil war, but somehow something's got to break.
Civil activism.
The people of America.
Somebody just texted, I'd like to meet the 33% of people that approve of Joe Biden. You know,
yeah.
Let's have that conversation.
There's always somebody, but, you know.
But to Jim's point, I mean, engage. You know, engage. Get involved. You know, do something. You know, pick your issue that's most important to you and go to work. Right, Jim?
Let's look at the brass tacks. Our treasonous government is treason, okay? Let's just call it what it is. It's treason. They are importing people that Thomas Holman has witnessed. They are people that we do not know who they are, and they're bringing in potentially danger to us, and they have this plan that they're going to be, by hook or by crook, the evil is going to have power in this country. Well, how do you defend against evil? It's to the point where, Lord help us. And as the flagpole guy, it seems as if all of a sudden I'm on the forefront. I'm like the Marine in the platoon that holds the guidon out front. He's coming forward, and everybody down range see us coming. They see that flag coming. Well, I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com. Here we are. What do we do? We're bringing this flag forward, and we're praying, God help us, but something has to break. And we're all sitting here scratching our heads. What is that? Lord help us.
Yeah, that's why we pray.
One out of five people are going to be here illegally. By the time Joe Biden is out of office, if he makes it that far, one out of five people in America will be brought in here illegally in the last 4 years.
I've heard that stat. I wrap your mind around that. Just in the sheer numbers seems high. I know the lieutenant governor of Texas put that out, and some people will push back on it, but it's way higher than it should be. And flying the flag and praying are two of the things, I think, good versus evil. Can only prevail if good men do nothing. So, at a minimum, do that. USflagpoleguy.com. USflagpoleguy.com or call them at 701-571-FLAG. You always give us reason to hope. And enjoyed the story today, as always, and appreciate your spirit, my good friend.
Thank you, Scott. And I just like to say, you know, that if each of us would bow our knees before the Lord and repent. In Second Chronicles, it says, if my people are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I will hear from them and I'll heal their land. How about we start there, everybody? Stop looking to everybody else and we start looking between us and the good Lord. This is how our personal lives will change. Maybe there's a start.
And it's Holy Week. No better week to do that than right now. God bless you, my friend. Thank you. More coming up.
Did you have COVID? Are you still wrestling with brain fog, migraines, or fatigue? Listen up. Patients are having help with these issues thanks to Swanson Hyperbarics Clinic, now open on 25th Street South in Fargo. Sports injuries are another area patients are getting help, especially from concussions. The anti-inflammatory effect of hyperbaric oxygen treatment can help with many issues. The initial exam is free in Swanson Hyperbarics. Go to swansonhyperbarics.com to find out more information. Ask about the Hawkett, an infrared ozone sauna that also helps reduce inflammation and can naturally help relieve pain. And patients also mention how well they sleep after this treatment. Call 701-929-3930, 929-3930, or online at swansonhyperbarics.com.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com. Dr. Peter McCullough is coming to Fargo, known by millions across the world as someone that has fought COVID-19 overreach. He'll be here along with lawyer Chris Kobach, the lawyer litigating against the federal government on behalf of North Dakota and the COVID shot mandates. May 6th, 7 p.m., sponsored by Freedom Matters USA, hosted by ND Conservative Advocates. Tickets at eventbrite.com or go to ndcan.org, ndcan.org. And don't miss Peter McCullough in Fargo, May 6th, 7 p.m.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
MC.com, and you know what you need to get through, to barrel through the 17 to 30 some odd inches of snow that those of us who live in the real part of North Dakota, just kidding, Fargo. What you need from Schwann Buick GMC is a brand new 2022 Sierra 1500. You can get your order in now. In fact, you don't have to get out in the snow. You can shop, click, drive online. But lots of improvements to these 2022s. They look super sharp, and I'm having a hard time not getting my own, but who knows? I love my Buick, though. SchwannBuickGMC.com. Check it out.
Listener sends a note trying to drive across South Dakota since North Dakota roads are closed. Roads in South Dakota are not much better. White out, zero visibility from Watertown west into Brookings. Extremely high winds. I see a semi roll over on I-29. So we have a lot to report on in North Dakota, so it's taken a good chunk of our time. But South Dakota in a bit of the soup as well today. So appreciate that. John Hinderacher, our last guest of the day from the Center of the American Experiment. Hello, John. Happy Thursday to you. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. I did not realize the weather is that bad. I got to check the forecast because I look out my window and I see a lot of snow swirling around. I don't know what we're going to get here in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, no, it's been one of the worst blizzards in some time. The amount of snow throughout a good chunk of South Dakota and North Dakota, rather, and roads remain closed today, a good chunk of the state as well. So it's been 3 days of this, that's for sure. So we're in a little bit of an oasis here in Fargo. It hasn't been too bad, just our first bit of snow with this last night, so probably coming your way. Hang in there. What's on your mind today, John?
What's on my mind, Scott, is taxes. And, you know, the two conversations are kind of linked. You know the old saying, Minnesota, come for the weather, stay for the taxes, right?
And, it's all right.
You know, if we're going to compete for residents and businesses, you know, we can't do it with the sixth highest total tax burden in the country, the fifth highest top income tax rate, the third highest corporate income tax rate. We are just shooting ourselves in the foot time after time with these taxes. So what's on my mind, Scott, is the Give It Back rally, which Center of the American Experiment is sponsoring and which you're speaking at a week from Saturday on the steps of the Capitol in St. Paul.
Yeah, Jason Lewis is going to join us tomorrow. He's so darn excited about it. He's like, this is going to be fantastic. So I'm looking forward to joining Jason and a whole crew of folks, of course, the team from the Center of the American Experiment. You know, Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, was here in Moorhead. Was it yesterday, guys? Day before, I forget. I think it was Wednesday.
Yeah, it was
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, saying, hey, $2 billion is going back in the form of these Walz checks. Oh, by the way, only 500 if you file a single, you know, I mean, King Walz, I guess, is deciding who gets what here. But these Walz checks, how offensive is that? Walz checks? Who are you kidding? It's not his money. It's our money.
That's right. And that's our slogan, Scott. You've seen it over and over. It's our surplus. Give it back. Right? I mean, this is our money that the state has overtaxed. And the Walz administration wants to give it back, not to taxpayers, by the way, but to anybody in the state in the form of a one-time rebate adding up to something like 10% of the total surplus. They want to spend the rest, and then when the next biennium comes around, those billions and billions of dollars are in the permanent budget, and they'll propose to spend them again with a percentage increase. So it's really important that we head this off at the pass. We don't spend that money. We give it back to the taxpayers in the form of permanent tax relief. And that's what our rally a week from Saturday is all about.
Well, it's what you have to do right now. You have to get involved. You have to get active. You got to let your voice be heard. It's the only way you're going to have a fighting chance. Otherwise, they're going to say, "Yeah, let's just keep raising the budget, keep spending this money, and take it in." So, do you like your chances of at least getting a larger percentage of that surplus back in the hands of taxpayers that put it there in the first place, John?
You know, Scott, one of the things I've said many times is that legislators are never going to wake up one morning and say today is the day to cut taxes significantly, right? But legislators are going to cut taxes in response to public demand, in response to voter demand. And so how optimistic I am, to be honest, depends on how many people we turn out at the Give It Back rally and how effective our Give It Back campaign is. If the voters make themselves heard, we'll get substantial tax cuts. If the voters act like they don't care, we will not.
And the Center of the American Experiment is now in North Dakota as well, planning a summer CRT awareness rally all throughout North Dakota in a community near you. So we're excited about that, too. And let's get that surplus back, and then let's tackle CRT in North Dakota. Critical race theory is here, is being taught. Is on the shelves of the schools and the libraries, and don't think this is don't buy this. Oh, it's not taught here. It is. So much work to do, right, John?
Absolutely. As you know, we did the big Minnesota CRT last year, and we're delighted to be bringing it to North Dakota this year. And a lot of people think, well, it can't be happening where I live. People aren't that crazy. Well, one of the things we find is it is happening. It's happening all over, and we're going to expose it.
And Mike Pompeo is coming next month for the gathering of the supporters of the Center of the American Experiment. All the details on these events at AmericanExperiment.org. Have a great day, John. Thanks for the update.
You too, Scott. Thank you.
Pick your front to fight on right now, folks. Minnesotans, it's a good one. Send it back. And do it while you're well-fed. By our friends at PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience today at a location near you. Be careful. Know before you go what the road conditions are, because we still have many roads closed, but you can get there. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience waiting at PetroServe USA.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April auctions include nearly 1,500 acres of crop pasture and hunting land in Slope, Stark, Pettinger, and Dunn counties in western North Dakota, 224 acres of exceptional cropland in Grand Forks County, and 320 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Griggs County, and further auctions in Pembina, Stutzman, Wells, and Burley counties in North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.